Welcome to Thriving Entrepreneur with your host, Steve Kidd, third-generation minister and business coach. Join Steve and his guests to get answers to your questions and help break through to the next level in your business.
This is Steve. Welcome to Thriving Entrepreneur. I'm so glad that you're here with us today. Today, I got a special guest for you. The gentleman that is our guest today has started and successfully ran 47 businesses, made money with each one of them, and has never failed in business. How's that for somebody you want to learn some information from? I want to first give a shout out to our wonderful sponsor, VTech, and we want to talk about their four-line small business phone system. You know, when you start out in business, and I talked a little bit about it last time, you know, you operate off of your cell phone or you have a landline that you're talking on, something like that. You know, it's your home phone. And then every time the kids get a call from their boyfriend or girlfriend, you kind of feel out of business. Have you ever kind of experienced that? You know what I'm talking about? There are so many things that get in our way as entrepreneurs. But the truth of the matter is that you can as easily as plugging in a light socket, as easily as hooking your computer up to the internet in a wired connection, as easy as being able to get your cell phone to hook into your wireless, you know, things that we do every day, just that quickly, you can have a professional sounding, professional phone system for your company. You can have voice messaging, multiple extensions, a phone tree, all of those kind of things. Whether you work from home or you are a small business moving into an office, you really need to consider the VTech four-line small business phone system. I really appreciate, again, like I said, you taking the time today to join with us. I want to encourage you. Today, I mean, I hope every time, but especially today, you want to grab a piece of paper or something to write with. You know, if you're a fast typer and you want to type into your computer, you can do that. Research has shown over and over and over again, people who take notes are like so much more powerfully able to remember things as well as actually take action on them. So, you know, some of you are driving in a car or you're someplace where you can't, you know, take notes, and I understand that. But if you have the capability of doing it, or perhaps even this time you want to come back and listen to this later and take notes again, this is an episode that you want to take notes on. How many of you have that dream? You wish that you were a multimillionaire or a billionaire. Have you ever had that dream? I mean, I think all of us at some point, and especially as entrepreneurs, you know, we want our business to succeed. We didn't go into business with the intent, with the purpose of failing, with the concept of, oh, you know, I hope I do okay. No, we went into business absolutely and on purpose with the plan to succeed and to succeed wildly. But as we're always telling you, you know, there's always some people that are behind you that need to learn from you. There are also those people that are 10, 20, sometimes even a million steps ahead of you. And it's important that we learn from them. Now, one of the first ways that we can learn, and one of the reasons why Kathy and I are always encouraging you that you need to have a book, is we can learn through the written material that they've put out. There's so many great books out there. The 1 Minute Millionaire, Think and Grow Rich. There are all kinds of books like, you know, Gary Chapman's book on the 5 different love languages. And so many different people have such impactful books. You know, one that I love is Rhinoceros Success. I'll have to look up the author for that, but it's an amazing book. Og Mandino has a book called The Greatest Salesman in the World, followed up by The Greatest Miracle in the World. And I could just go on and on. You know, I love books, so I could just talk to you about different books, even a whole lot of our bestsellers that have shared nuggets of truth about your life and business, that if you don't just read them, but you really take them in, they can become part of the literal DNA of who you are as a business person, and you can more effectively, more impactfully make a difference in the world. You know, I mean, in the end, yes, we want to make money. We want to feed our family. We want our children to have great lives. But in the end, we really do want to make an impact in this world. We want what we do to matter. We want it to have an effective impact on the lives of the people that we love. And all of those kind of things are important. It takes money to do that, but it takes more than that, our passion to really truly be able to dive in deep and be impactful and effective as a thriving entrepreneur. And you really want to be that person. We're here to provide you that help and advice. You see, here's the thing. If you pick up a book, you say you picked up Abundance Now by Lisa Nichols, or you picked up Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill, and you didn't just skim through the book, read it to be able to say, yeah, read that book, got it done. You know, I mean, it's not like it's a fiction novel where it's just for fun and entertainment. I mean, a lot of those books, especially the ones that I mentioned, are very entertaining, but they also can radically change your life if you will take the information in, if you will embrace it, make it part of who you are, and then really take the time to go out there into the world, share your message, and allow the things that you've learned to be passed on to the next generations of people, to be able to take your unique brilliance. Because remember, I'm always reminding you that you do have a very unique, special place in this world. And to be able to take your unique brilliance and share it with the world so that other people on the planet can also be advanced. If each of us really, truly embraced taking what we have and really sharing it out into all of the world, if we each of us did that, then we would have such an amazing planet that we lived on. The problem is that we get selfish and we learn something and then we want to keep it to ourselves. I encourage you today, don't hide your light under a bushel. Don't take your passion, your unique brilliance, and keep it to yourself. Don't be like Ebenezer Scrooge. I love that the visualization that Disney does of Scrooge McDuck, where he dives into his gold and he's swimming around in his gold. And if you think about it, you know, I mean, Disney did the version of Ebenezer Scrooge, the Disney version of that story. And then later on, they came out with DuckTales and, Uncle Scrooge had to learn how to be a person, and having the ducks with him made him a person because it was in the sharing of his wealth, the sharing of his knowledge, the sharing of the core of who he was that he became so much better, so much greater of a person. Each of us is meant to do that, not just to swim around in our riches, in our knowledge, in our brilliance, but to really put it out there, to really truly share it with the world so that our whole entire world can be a better place. So now I want you to hold on to your hat because we're going to rapid fire after this commercial some really impactful, high-end, yet super simple business strategies that if you will take them to heart, your life, your business will never be the same again. I hope you're ready for it. You've got a commercial break here to be able to run and grab that piece of paper and a pen if you need it, and then come right back, because when we come back, you're going to get a chance to sit at the feet of a multi-billionaire who has started and completely ran 47 successful companies without a failure. And you can too. We're going to share some of that with you here in just a minute, here on Thriving Entrepreneur. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
You've heard Kathy and I talk about it. You've seen the workshops. You have watched as others of your friends have become a best-selling author. And now it's your turn. Let me ask you this. What would being a best-selling author do for your business? Over 80% of people surveyed said that they want to write a book, which means that if you're listening, you probably are one of those people. Now is your time because you have a message that needs to be shared. That message is not for you. It's not for your ego. It is because it serves other people. Kathy and I are here to help you share your unique brilliance with the world. All you need to do is go to wehelpyouthrive.com, check us out, and find out how you can be a best-selling author today.
Welcome back to Thriving Entrepreneur.
You know, folks, there are the people in your life that are so amazing that you may not even know it sometimes. There are people that have been there, done that, got the t-shirt, as the saying goes. And I can't even begin to tell you, hopefully this interview will capture just a little bit of this man that I'm talking to today. Errol Abramson has the trophy, I don't even know the word, for the been there, done that in business. If you ever aspired to anything in business, this guy's not only done it, but he can help you up-level it beyond anything of your wildest dreams. So I really do hope that you will listen, take notes. This is going to be a power-packed interview today. Join me in welcoming Errol Abramson. Hi, Errol. How are you today?
Oh, man, Steve, thank you very much for having me on. I'm really honored to be with you, and I've really enjoyed the education that I've gotten from you so far.
Well, everything that I've given to you is just a paltry penance compared to the stuff Kathy and I have learned from you. We are so grateful. We were talking about you today, actually, and every time we have a conversation with you, we feel kind of like we're kindergartners or maybe preschoolers in business.
You know, it's interesting because, you know, I've been doing this now for over 50 years. You know, I started in business when I was 16 years old, and it created actually, you know, in my mind, some successes. You know, by standards of today, $40,000, $50,000, by then, you know, going 50 years back, that was a lot of money for a young guy to be able to make. And, my aspirations were all about money. I thought money would change my life and make me a better person. But it doesn't really. What money does is makes you more of what you already are. And if you're a jerk, you're a rich jerk. If you're a good guy, you're a rich good guy. But money does bring with it comfort. And I've enjoyed that comfort, but I've also enjoyed the ability to be able to give things back now to people. And these are lessons that I've learned. And what I aspire to teach people in business now is that you don't have to make all the mistakes yourself. You can let other people make them and learn from them. And so, you know, I've made a lot of mistakes when you and I talk about your business, you know, because I've been there. And I say, you know, this is a path that if you go down, you're going to find this landmine, this thing here, this thing there. And why do it? So why don't you just go this way? And then you do, and it saves you time and effort and money. You know, and that's the beautiful thing. The key that I've been teaching is the most valuable asset we have is time. And we all play even on that. We all get 24 hours every day. And what you do and what Donald Trump does or somebody is, they put different things on their time. How much do you waste? How much do you throw away? And Steve, once you've utilized your time, once that clock is ticked, do you ever get it back?
No.
It's gone. So if we can become more efficient with our time and then know what we want to do and know where we want to go, one of the things that I told you and Kathy is, if you don't know where you're going, how do you know when you get there? And if you don't know where you're going, any road will do. So building a business is like starting a roadmap. You've got to have a destination, where you want to achieve, where you want to go, where you want to end up, and then a plan to get there. And it's just like going to New York. You know, we can walk to New York or we could take a private jet to New York. There's a lot of ways to get to New York, isn't there, from California?
Yes.
But we choose which way we want to go and how we want to get there. And our route that we take, we might go all the way down to Texas and then go all the way up. We might go up to Canada and go across Canada and then drop down to New York. There's a lot of routes to get us to where we want to go. And we've got to establish why it is we want to go there. In other words, you know, people talk about goals. How important are goals? I think they're very important. I think, you know, goals set where you're going to go. And if you don't know where you're going to go, then you're wasting a lot of time, aren't you?
Absolutely.
Does this all make sense to you, Steve?
It does, absolutely. You know, I'd like for you to explain to people, because often when we meet somebody that's had a level of success, we think, well, you know, they must have come from a great background or their parents gave them money or things like that. Explain to people where you started out.
Well, I had very humble beginnings. I came from, you know, this is funny because in the book, when I started writing the book, I tried to understand where we were in socioeconomics, you know, and I guess we were lower middle class. You know, my dad was a working guy. My mom worked part time. We brought money into the house. We, you know, so we were, you know, better than most, worse than many. And I became an orphan when I was 14. My mom died. My dad really didn't want to have kids, so he kind of divorced me. And I was on my own at 14. I had to figure out, you know, how to make a living, how to pay the rent, and while I was going to school at the same time. So, you know, I saw these people that had a lot of money, and I thought they were happy. And so I assumed that money would make you happy. Mm-hmm. That's a good assumption for a 14-year-old. So that's where I started out.
So you've had 47 businesses. Every single one of them has been successful. You know, most people, they fail with their first 2 or 3 or 10 or 15 businesses and then figure it out. Is there a secret that you learned right there on that first business that has made that true?
You know, that's interesting what you're talking about, because a lot of people make the same mistakes over and over again. And it's just as easy to learn from somebody else's mistakes as it is from your own. And I got a chance to watch other people do business, and I took what I liked and utilized that in my own little businesses, and I discarded what I didn't like. And then I was constantly changing and constantly evolving and becoming better and better and better. And, you know, a lot of times you need input. You know, so I used to go to seminars. I used to ask a lot of questions. You know, when I saw people in business, I would ask them questions. And sometimes the questions would become too intimate, like profit and loss. People would tell me to get stuffed. You know, they're not going to tell me how much they're making. But I was really curious about that. So, you know, I learned more about building my businesses from other people and then from the book Think and Grow Rich. Napoleon Hill says you can be whatever you want to be as long as you want to be that bad enough. And I bought in. You know, if you've ever had a book that's been influential on you, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. You can't wait to get home to read it.
Yes. And that's one of them is, you know, I think everybody should read that book.
Well, I think more than read it, you should digest it. Mm-hmm. You know, I've got to tell you something. One of the things I caution people on is that book was written in 1936. So it was. The book is a little bit chauvinistic for women that read it. You know, whatever the mind of man can conceive and believe, he can achieve. And today it would be whatever the mind can conceive and believe it can achieve, because women play equal. Entrepreneur is a word that there isn't a male and a female entrepreneur. It's an entrepreneur and. Women get to play equal in that field. And, you know, it's one of the only playing fields that ladies get to, you know, play equal.
Yeah. So you said something to me in one of our sessions that I loved. You know, we were talking about the fact that you've made a lot of money, had a lot of success. But you said something that really impacted me. You said, you know, at one point you get to the place where you've bought all the cars, you've lived in every house you want to, you've, you know, had every tailored outfit you could possibly have, and life needs to be about more than that. Can you explain that in more detail to people?
Well, you know, the materialistic things, you know, sometimes are the different kind of reward. And what I found is materialistic things, you know, the nice car, the nice home, the nice clothes, the designer this, the designer that. A lot of that, if you really enjoy it, you know, for your own personal use, or are you utilizing that to tell other people what you are? And I found that a lot of it is the latter. That, you know, people are trying to impress other people. When you get past that, you know, I found that I had to take my money out for a spin when I made some money. See, but, you know, I did buy the Ferrari. You know, I was nuts on shoes. I had like 20 alligator shoes in all different colors. and I love color. My outfits that I wear are colorful outfits. And the nice thing is when you can afford things and it's of no financial burden to afford them, then you get to decide whether you really want them or not, which is pretty cool, isn't it? And so, you know, what I found is taking your money out for a spin and deciding what you want and what makes you happy, and then the money becomes insignificant. Then it's more about the accomplishment. It's more about what have you created? What have you built? You know, does your business have value? Does it contribute? You know, and I think people will find that if you have a business that contributes, you're going to make more money from it. You know, if you're coming from that place of making a difference in people's lives. And that's why I got into the self-help industry. And the industry itself amazes me, Steve. As a matter of fact, a lot of the self-help industry makes me sick. And I'll tell you why. Actually, we've had this conversation, haven't we?
Yes, we have.
And I'll tell you why. People are out there telling people they know the way. And their way is the better way. And then they try to make it more complicated so that if you don't understand it, Steve, then I'm really good. You know, if I could snow you and get you into my ether basket that I am the guru, then you're willing to pay me more money, aren't you?
Yes.
For my secrets.
Yeah.
And the truth of the matter is, you go back to Thinking You're Rich, which I bought, you know, in 1965, for 99 cents. Mm. And I've been utilizing it for 50 years. You know, now I think it's gone up to $5.95. And it had all the secrets in there. It had all the all the answers to what you need to do, all the tools to be successful. All you had to do is apply it. And now I'm about teaching people application and how to apply these simple, basic things. I think what you said to me is I try to make things more simple and easier to follow than complicated and complex.
Yeah.
And we take something like a business and we break it down to really a simple foundation, and then we can build off that.
A simple foundation that you can then build off of. I mean, just stop for a second and take that in. Because so often, you hear from quote-unquote gurus who are talking about their secret formula to success. I love especially when you're, listening to TV ads or things like that, and it's like, oh, if you just only will follow my formula, you will know unlimited, unbelievable success. And we believe it, and why do we believe it? We believe it because, we want to be successful. I mean, who doesn't? It's not like anybody's sitting at home today going, you know what I really want to do today is I want to not be successful. I mean, you wouldn't be listening to this show right now if you didn't want to be a thriving entrepreneur. But instead of looking for a program that's going to somehow share some kind of woo-woo spiritual special secret formula, what if you just became a master at the basics? What if you learned how to do right the things that people who have gone before you do right every day? And that's why they have the phenomenal success that they have. It almost sounds too easy, doesn't it? It almost sounds like, yeah, but come on. Can't be that easy, can it? What if it is? What if success is sitting right there in front of you, waiting for you to grab it? Like the name of Errol's book, You Can Too. It's saying to you, I want you to be successful. You can too. All you gotta do is reach out and grab that success that was meant for you. I encourage you, I urge you, I challenge you even. Embrace the basics and really reach for that success that is yours. We'll be right back here on Thriving Entrepreneur.
You've heard Kathy and I talk about it. You've seen the workshops. You have watched as others of your friends have become a best-selling author. And now it's your turn. Let me ask you this. What would being a best-selling author do for your business? Over 80% of people surveyed said that they want to write a book, which means that if you're listening, you probably are one of those people. Now is your time because you have a message that needs to be shared. That message is not for you. It's not for your ego. It is because it serves other people. Kathy and I are here to help you share your unique brilliance with the world. All you need to do is go to wehelpyouthrive.com, check us out, and find out how you can be a best-selling author today.
Welcome back to Thriving Entrepreneur.
This is Steve. Welcome back. You know, a lot of times when I'm talking about the VTech 4-line small business phone system, our amazing sponsor, sometimes I talk so much about, work-at-home companies, very, very small business companies, that I make you maybe think that this thing isn't as amazing as what it is. And it really, truly is. I mean, you could be a pretty large company, actually, and still use this system because of its flexibility and expandability. Yes, you could be a one-man show and have the phone on your desk, and you could do some impactful things with that. I mean, you can have a phone tree. You could have them press one for sales, press two for support. You can do all those things, but you could also be a growing company. And now you have a sales team and a support team, and you can have messaging. You can have different lines for those people. You can expand your company from that one-line concept, from, like I was saying at the beginning of the show, from just you and your cell phone to now having four lines coming into your company, each one of them dedicated for different things that you need to do as your company grows. And in the end, that's what it's about, isn't it? We want to grow as a company. So check out the VTech four-line small business phone system. We've been talking here with Errol about his amazing, I can't say the word amazing enough, his amazing life, his book, You Can Too, which is coming out this week, and I guarantee you it's going to be a bestseller. Oh my goodness, is it going to be a bestseller? It's filled with his life, the successes that he's had over the 50 years that he's been in business, and how he's created, developed, and sold, made money with 47 companies. Now think about that for a minute. 47 companies. I saw him speaking, as a video of him speaking, and he was talking about running 12 companies at one time. I happen to know that at his age, he still is running three companies. I know one of them is a multi-billion dollar company, and I know all three of them are way over million dollar companies. It's just amazing stuff that he brings to the world, and we get a chance to listen in, to hear him share his wisdom, his brilliance with us. So I hope you've got your pen and paper. I hope you're listening in, taking really good notes so that you can be more thriving as an entrepreneur than maybe before today when this episode started, you knew was even possible for you. You are going to thrive. And if you'll take the notes and listen in, your business is going to go to the next level. The book is called You Can Too. And it's all based in the concept that you came from a kid literally living on the streets, not even totally sure where you were going to get food from. And, now everything that anybody can imagine you've done and can do. And they can do it too. And, you have a template. We don't want to give away all your secrets, but we'll talk a little bit about it. You have a template for business that is so amazing and yet so basic. And that's what I love most about it is that, you don't really have some pie-in-the-sky secret formula. You just have a whole lot of basics that just really work.
You know what you just said actually hits the nail right on the head, and I don't mind giving it away. These aren't secrets. As a matter of fact, I would just as soon do free lectures and give people things that they could achieve themselves. And here's the basic understanding of it. The simpler it is, the easier it is to understand, the easier it is to apply. And one of the things that I find in my consulting business, and Steve, I like to do one-on-one consulting. You and Kathy, I'm consulting with, and we're actually trading, aren't we?
Yes.
A service for service. And you're teaching me about something I don't know anything about, which I love to learn. And I think a curious mind is really important for business. But you know what I find in business? About 70-80% of my clients all experience this overwhelm. Have you ever been overwhelmed by something, Steve, where it just overwhelms you? And the simplest thing to do is to use my template to bring you out of overwhelm and find out what the issues are that you're fretting all about. What's what's stopping you from doing what I did? And it again, it's little things, Steve. It's not big things.
Yeah. In fact, if you don't mind, I'd love for you to explain a little thing that you talked to Kathy and I. The difference, the concept of green folders and red folders. Such a little thing, but it is so huge. Can you explain that to people?
And this is where people get into overwhelm. We try to keep too much in our head, and we don't put it out in front of us on paper. First of all, Napoleon Hill said there's something magical about writing down your goals or writing down things on paper. You get it out of your head and you get it in front of you where you can look at it. And the simple application is there's the what I draw is the difference between productivity and activity. The core of a business, if you're in business, there's a pulse for your business. When that pulse goes flat line, Steve, you're out of business. It's kind of just like life, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and what is that pulse? Cash flow. So if the dinner bell don't ring, how long can you stay in business?
Mm-hmm.
You can't, can you?
No.
So cash flow or profit centers. And I break the business down into your profit center. What is your profit center or profit centers? Could be multiple, can it?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have profit centers for your business.
Yes.
And those multiple profit centers become projects. And what does it take to ring that bell? What does it take? And that's productivity. So then there on the other side, the counterpart to that is activity. Now, I ask you a simple question. I ask your listeners a simple question. Have you ever gone through a day where it was 6 o'clock in the morning and then it was 10 o'clock at night? You don't know what happened. It just, a day just flew right by.
Yeah.
And if you analyzed it, did you make any money that day? Dinner bell ring, or were you caught up in activity? And activity is something that you do, but you don't make any money from it. It might set up making money. So what I've done is I colored my files so that I can stay more productive during a day, and I have green files that represent productivity. And I have red files that represent activity. So let's talk about your business. Let's talk about helping somebody put out a book.
Right.
If you're helping me put out my book like you did, that's productivity because I'm paying you for that service, am I not?
Right. Yes.
Right. But if you're editing that book, that's activity, isn't it?
Yes.
Now, the book needs to be edited, but you're not making any money from that, are you?
No.
That's part of the service. So what do? You delegate that, don't you?
Yes.
And you get back to writing productivity again, to dealing with the next person, so that you can sell them your service again. And you have your editor out there doing the activity. So you take red files that you do not ring the cash register with, and you classify those as activity, and you take green files that you create money with, productivity, and you separate them, and then in your daily method of operation, you spend more time on green files than you do on red files. Now, this is where my template comes in. Activity and productivity still requires a template. It requires a goal. It requires a mission statement. It requires an outline. It requires a plan. It requires activity. You see, and these are all basic things that are done every single time. Now, if you're doing that, you're going to make less mistakes, are you not, Steve?
Yes, definitely.
If you follow the game plan, and tell me this, since you've been using it, once you establish and understand how to use that template, does it not make things easier?
It does.
If it makes things easier, what do you win back?
Time.
And then you can utilize that time for personal life or creativity on developing your business.
Yeah.
So there's two skills to be learned there. One is recognizing productivity and activity, and two is delegating off, if you can, activity files that don't make you money. So you can focus on making money, which creates cash flow. Now, if your cash flow is larger than your operating expenses, than your burn, you're making profit, aren't you?
Yeah.
So you need to know where you are each month, so you do a monthly P&L. I'm amazed at how many people that have business, when I ask them where they are with their business, they don't know. Have you ever been in that situation?
I have, and I'm glad I'm not there now.
And isn't it frustrating and scary?
Yes.
All of that, right?
Yes.
And you just waste time. When those files, the projects, organize you, and you don't have to worry about it. You've got it defined. Are you starting to see the simplicity there?
I am, absolutely.
Well, you've read some of the testimonials from some of my clients where I've had people that their business was an absolute mess. And in 3 months, it was running like tickety-boo, like a clock. And that's just implementing some of these simple systems.
Yeah.
And I say simple. Now, maybe it was complex for me to design them, but it sure is easy to use them, is it not, Steve?
Very much so.
How long did it take you and Kathy to be able to start applying it?
The first day we got it.
Instantly, right?
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, within a week, you've got some time already, haven't you?
Yes.
Pretty cool, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what inspired me to write the book. The book is more about my business experiences and the things I did that I goofed up. You know, I made every mistake there is. And if I haven't made them, I'm still looking for them. Because you can learn from them, can't you?
Yes.
But if you don't quit, the business isn't lost, is it?
Nope.
And that's why I'm 47-0. I found a better way with each one of my businesses. And then when I hit my satisfaction point in the business, or my interest changed, I either sold it or I developed management. And developing management also is a skill that if you want to, people call it scale their business. If you want to scale your business, then you need to be able to recruit. You need to be able to hire and train people to take on jobs within the business. Am I right or wrong?
You're right.
And that's a skill, too, of being able to develop people. As I sit here and talk to you, I have some pretty big businesses that are running. And I gave you the metaphor of being the Maytag repairman, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember that?
Yes.
And the story is Maytag makes such good washing machines that the repairman doesn't get any work. He's lonely.
Yep.
And the idea is to be able to create staff that they do everything that I end up lonely. And that's what you need to do too.
And that's why the book is called You Can Too by Errol Abramson. You can too build a million. You can build a $1 billion business. Some of you, you've just started, you know, or maybe you haven't even started. You just have a wish, a dream, a hope, and you can do it too. Others of you, you've been in business for years. You can too. Some of you already have $1 million companies. Guess what? You can have a $1 billion company. That's right. You can too. Others of you, your business is growing and thriving, and guess what? You could run multiple businesses. Yes, you can too. I love how Errol just shares openly and freely with us how we can take what he's learned over a lifetime of success in business, and we can embrace and become business people that we really want to do it. And that's the ultimate story that I want you to hear out of all of this, is the successful business person that you dream of, that you've seen others be. Errol did it. You can too. Take that in. Embrace that. We're going to take another commercial break, and then we'll be right back here on Thriving Entrepreneur.
You've heard Kathy and I talk about it. You've seen the workshops. You have watched as others of your friends have become a best-selling author. And now it's your turn. Let me ask you this. What would being a best-selling author do for your business? Over 80% of people surveyed said that they want to write a book, which means that if you're listening, you probably are one of those people. Now is your time, because you have a message that needs to be shared. That message is not for you. It's not for your ego. It is because it serves other people. Kathy and I are here to help you share your unique brilliance with the world. All you need to do is go to WeHelpYouThrive.com. Check us out and find out how you can be a best-selling author today.
Welcome back to Thriving Entrepreneur.
This is Steve. Welcome back. I'm here with Errol Abramson, and we are talking not only just about his amazing book, You Can Too, but about his amazing life. And I hope that it's inspired, encouraged, transformed some of us into seeing more, believing more, and now being able to do more in our lives, but especially in our businesses. I hope that your business is something that you're passionate about, but I also hope that it's something that you enjoy. And now you have the opportunity, no matter what's happened in the past, that you can continue on. You can be successful. That's right. Errol did it, and you can too. Let's see what else Errol has for us that we can help take our business to the next level. So, Errol, we like to leave people with something that they could tangibly do right now today. With all of the things, we've given them a ton of tips, but of all the things that you've suggested to them, what is the number one thing a person should set down this broadcast and sit down and start working on right now?
Can I give you a quote?
Yeah.
And it's from a very famous person in his own mind. If your goals and desires are stronger than the adversity that you will face, and you will face adversity, then you'll be successful. So I would leave people on this. Know where you're going. Know why you're going there. Know when you want to get there, and have a plan for how to do it. And if you follow those simple principles, success will find you.
Well, Errol, you've had such an amazing life, and I love every time we get to have a conversation, and it was nice to let the whole world kind of peek in on one of our conversations for just a little bit. Thanks for taking a little bit of time here today to share with people how they can too.
My absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for having me, and thank you for the guidance that you've given me to be able to get my message out. Because now, at the where I am in my life, I want to give back. And I feel that I'm on a mission now, Steve, and you're helping me spread that mission. I need people to help me teach people the entrepreneurial spirit, because I think that's going to change our world. If I could leave you with something, you guys down there, and I'm from Canada, you have President Trump now. Now, Donald Trump is a businessman, and he's going to find that he has more assets available for him to use now than he's ever had before. He'll be able to assemble teams of professionals to take on projects, and he'll be able to fund them, and he'll be able to manage them with accountability, proper accountability. And I think you might be seeing the entrepreneurial spirit grow more in the United States in the next 4 years than you've ever seen before. Hmm. And you know, Steve, I'm a capitalist.
Yeah.
Thanks very much for having me here.
Thank you very much.
And I hope you can have your listeners get a hold of me, especially any of those that would like to make this journey with me.
Yes, absolutely.
We're going to change a lot of lives.
We're looking forward to it. And we're going to put a link here so that people can watch a video and sign up to find out how they can develop themselves as entrepreneurs.
Thank you very much, Steve. You and Kathy are ultimate entrepreneurs. You know, everybody sucks, serial entrepreneur and this entrepreneur. I don't know what that means, really. You know what I told you yesterday? Yesterday, I couldn't spell entrepreneur, and today I is one. Looking forward to working with you for a long time, you and Kathy.
Yeah, we are excited too.
Thank you, Steve.
Errol, it is such a pleasure, such a privilege to have you in our lives. Kathy and I feel blessed every time we get time to be able to spend with you, and that you've been so gracious to pour your unique brilliance into us and help us up-level our business. We really, really appreciate it. We are eternally grateful for all that you've done for us and all that you continue to do for us. I hope that every single listener out there has just a tiny taste and a want for more to be able to up-level their business and glean from, learn from, and grow from the incredible, amazing, amazing stuff that your whole life has been, Errol. I just really appreciate that. I encourage everybody, be watching on Amazon, because Errol's book's coming out this week, You Can Too, by Errol Abramson. Please get it, not just because, you know, we love helping promote people's books, but because I guarantee you this book will up-level, will help you grow your business in ways that perhaps up until right now you didn't even know were possible. Next thing you know, you're going to be the next billionaire entrepreneur out teaching people how, just like Errol talks about how Think and Grow Rich came into his life and helped him and has helped him for the last 50 years, you can go, yeah, I remember when I got You Can Too by Errol Abramson and how it radically, drastically, dramatically changed my life as a business person forever. And now I want to do Errol a favor and pass that on to you. I want that to be your story 50 years from now. I really love the opportunity to be able to share people like that with you and really help you live your life as a thriving entrepreneur. you know, Errol has an amazing story. And sometimes people come to me after, you know, after I introduce you, somebody like Errol, Lisa Nichols, you know, Matthew Knowles, people like that. And they're like, oh, but, you know, it makes sense that they would have a book. I mean, look at who they are. Look at what they've done. Why would I do a book? But the truth of the matter is no one in this world can be you. No one can tell your story or do the things that only you can do. That's why you're so important on this planet, is because we need you. Kathy and I love coming alongside of people just like yourself and helping you be able to share your story with the world, because the world needs to hear your message. They need to hear what you've learned so far. People like Errol, they can be 10 steps, sometimes feels like a million steps ahead of us. And though it's attainable, it's not where we are right now. But we need to also remember there are people that are 5, 10, maybe they even feel like they're a million steps behind us. They need to know what we've learned so far. They need to share in our joys, in our victories, sometimes even in our sorrows, but ultimately in our triumphs over the things that have happened in our life. It's important, in fact, it's imperative that we do that, because we need to take the information that's been so freely poured into us and share it and pour it into others. That's why Kathy and I created bestsellersguild.com. I hope you will join us there. It's a free Facebook group. Again, bestsellersguild.com. You go in there, you can be part of the family, really, with all of the other entrepreneurs that we have in there that have become best-selling authors, are in the process, or, you know, are still in that stage where they know they want to be, but they haven't quite gotten there yet. Wherever you are, we want to help you be our next best-selling author, and we want you to be more than that, part of our family. We want you to share your journeys, your struggles, your successes, and your journey towards becoming a thriving entrepreneur, a best-selling author. How does that feel when you hear it? Imagine introducing yourself. Imagine, I remember the other day, Carl was talking to me, and he's like, oh no, I don't even allow people to introduce me anymore as Carl Michelle. Now people have to introduce me as best-selling author Carl Michelle, or more honestly, international best-selling author Carl Michelle. I want that for you too. I want you to walk out on the stage to the applause, but to that warm feeling inside of you, because you are a best-selling author, because you took the boldness to share your message with the world, because you are uniquely brilliant. You were created for a purpose, and the world does need you. Not your impression of Oprah, not your version of who you think the world needs to be or wants you to be, but just simply you. The world needs you. Kathy and I are here to help you live every day of your life as a thriving entrepreneur, so that you can join us at bestsellersguild.com and you can become our next best-selling author. We would love that for you. We look forward to meeting you and helping you on your journey. In the meantime, I hope today has given you lots of great insight, and that you are fuller and more enriched from it, and that you can live the rest of this week and every day of your life as a thriving entrepreneur. Have a great week.
Thanks for listening to Thriving Entrepreneur today. If you want to get your question answered, send an email to questions@wehelpyouthrive.com. We look forward to you joining us again next time.
You've heard Kathy and I talk about it. You've seen the workshops. You have watched as others of your friends have become a best-selling author. And now it's your turn. Let me ask you this. What would being a best-selling author do for your business? Over 80% of people surveyed said that they want to write a book, which means that if you're listening, you probably are one of those people. Now is your time because you have a message that needs to be shared. That message is not for you. It's not for your ego. It is because it serves other people. Kathy and I are here to help you share your unique brilliance with the world. All you need to do is go to wehelpyouthrive.com, check us out, and find out how you can be a best-selling author today.